today, amen. As we come together to prove all things and to hold fast to that which is good in accordance to his holy and divine word. Hey, we are a Bible-believing church, amen. We believe in proving all things and testing to see whether it be from God. So we hope and pray that you got your Bible out, and this is going to be the last series of this lesson today, Denominationalism That Contradicts the Bible, Part 2. Denominationalism That Contradicts the Bible. And we already talked about Part 1. A lot of you all still have your sheets that you've been doing for the past couple of weeks, but let's review very quickly as to the Bible versus the denominationalism. The denominational world teaches that there are many bodies of churches, but the Bible in 1 Corinthians 12:12 teaches that there's only one body. Ephesians 4:4, one body, one faith, one baptism. The world teaches that churches are found by men. But Jesus says in Matthew 16:18, that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Human heads versus Christ is the head. Ephesians 1:22-23, the Bible said that the body is Christ, and Christ is the head of the body. Human creeds, the Bible is our only guide. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Hey folks, we don't follow men, amen. But the Bible teaches that we condemn following men. Matthew 15:9, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. The denomination teaching make no difference what church you go to. Attend the church of your church. They use that word multiplicity. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one church, one way. Romans 16:16, salute one another with the holy kiss. The churches of Christ salutes you. They teach that membership not is essential. But Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord adds to the church daily, churches should be saved. And then finally, let's go to Galatians 1:8-9. Galatians 1:8-9, in relationship to, they teach that there are many gospels, but the Bible teaches that there is only one gospel. Galatians 1:8-9. And if you had to add Galatians 1:8-9, and you got your Bible, I want you to note 2 Thessalonians 2:14. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. I want you to note those two scriptures there in relationship to what the world say or what the denomination say versus what the Bible say. Well, the Bible says in Galatians 1:6, and if you're there, he says, I marvel, I am so surprised that you are so soon removed from Jesus that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. They teach that there is another, but the Bible teach that there is not another gospel. But there be some that would that trouble you and will pervert. And by the word pervert, right, Acts 20:28 and 2 Timothy 4:2, pervert or change the gospel of Christ. But though we an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have preached unto him, let him be accursed. That if you take this glorious gospel, if you take the 66 books of the Bible, if you pervert it, if you change it, you add to Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 13:6, and Revelation 22:18-19, brethren, the Bible says you are accursed. You are accursed because there is only one gospel. And 2 Thessalonians 2:14 says that wherefore he called you. How do he call us? He called you by our gospel, to the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by that word calling, right, Romans 10:17, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once you hear the gospel, you believe the gospel, you obey the one gospel where the saved is into this one church, because we don't follow men, but we're glorified through the Bible, because Christ is our head, because he only built one church. And guess what, folks? It's this one body, amen? And that's enough to make you say amen in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now, You got that? Let's go to part two very quickly, and let's see where we are. Second page, part two. What denominational teach versus what the Bible teach. Denominational teach that they rewrite creeds from time to time, but the Bible said God's word would never change. God's word would never change. Heaven and earth gonna pass away, but my words will not pass away. You know, in the beginning of the Bible, Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, Revelation 22:18-19, the Bible teaches us that we should not add to nor take away from his word. John 12:48 says, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words has one to judge him. The word that he has spoken to us will judge us where? In the last days. In the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, he said, I saw a book open, then another book open, which is the book of life. And we're going to be judged, what? According to our work. Let me ask you one question. If for God so loved that he gave us, James 1:25, the perfect law of liberty, something that is perfect don't need no help. Amen. Amen. So the Bible is perfect. Amen. That is God's inspiration, 2 Timothy 3:16. That word inspiration means God said it, God gave it to us, amen. So the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So if God gave it, why do you want to rewrite it? Why do you want to hold on to creeds, a man-made doctrine? Number one, when the Bible said God's word would never change. See, you try to update the Bible. You can't update Jesus because Jesus is already on time. Did you hear me say that? See, y'all try to write hip-hop Bibles, or y'all try to bring the Bible up to y'all language. The Bible already is in our language because it's guided by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Bible said, the world said that we need to rewrite creed books. Y'all need to change the doctrine to fit what y'all wants to do. But see, what we got to do, we got to get in line with the Bible and do God's will versus our will. So what did the world say? They rewrite creeds from time to time. Amen. But the Bible said God's word would never change. The Bible world teaches that there are many faiths. Go to Ephesians 4:5. In the book of Ephesians 4:5 says there is not but one faith. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 5 says there is only one faith. The Bible says in verse 3 that we have to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of faith, in the bond of peace. He said there is one body. And by the word body, write Ephesians 1, 22-23, one spirit, amen, even as you are called, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, and one hope of your calling, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, how we are called by the gospel. See, listen to me, brethren, when you take that book, the gospel, and don't add to, not take away, and forget the creeds of men, but accept God's will, and you are called right through your study to show yourself approved unto God. Number one, what it going to do? It's going to bring you one hope of your calling. Then he says one faith, or one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So the world teaches that there are many faiths. You know, you go ask that question, Brother Hampton, what church do you go to? If you ask that question to 10 or 15 different people, you're going to get 10 or 15 different answers. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says there's only what? One faith, not the faith we read about in the gospel, amen. That's the faith we read about in the book, amen. So that's the faith that Jesus said when he said, upon this rock I will build what? My church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, amen. He came. John the Baptist says, one coming after me is greater than I, whose shoelaces I'm not even worthy to tie. That's that faith that he was talking about in Jesus Christ. Go with me one time for time's sake. Go to the book of Galatians chapter 3. In the book of Galatians chapter 3. And I want you to see what the Bible says here in relationship to faith. In Galatians chapter 3. And in the beginning. In about verse 23. In Galatians 3 and verse 23, he said, but before faith came, I'm going to start right there, Brother Biffa, but where were faith? Where were faith before faith came? See, faith was Jesus Christ, amen? So when Jesus Christ came in this world to seek and save that which was lost, before faith came, we were under the law. shut up unto the faith, which shall afterwards be revealed. And y'all know what that simply means, brother. Look here, let me show you what I'm talking about. I want y'all to see it very quickly. Amen. Amen. Now watch what I'm saying. See, there are 66 books in the Bible. Am I right? Hello? What am I 66? Dang that. Oh, here it goes. That's what y'all laugh. Oh. I want y'all to hear this. Amen. Amen. But we're going to get it straight. Amen. All right. Let's get it here. Hold on. See, there are 66 books in the Bible. Amen. And we got to see what he's talking about. All right. These 66 books, you got the Old Testament. Am I right? And you got New Testament. Amen. He said before faith came. Amen. Am I right? These are 39 over here. Amen. Based on the seed promise of Genesis 3:15. That he said through the seed of a woman, Jesus would come. Faith would come, amen, to redeem mankind. He said before faith come, they were under the what? The law, amen. That's the Old Testament, amen. So that's the reason why we're telling y'all the 5, the 12, the 5, and the 17. Because if you don't know this here, you ain't going to know what faith is, amen. You with me? See, it's not a multiplicity of faith. Only one faith came, amen. See, it came through the law. Am I right? He said, faith was real through the Old Testament. So you don't know nothing about the Old Testament. If you don't know that Genesis means beginning, and Exodus means what? Departure. Leviticus means you call out of. Now we go into a numbering thing. Am I right? Then we get to Deuteros. That's the repeating of the law. See, you understand all that. See, that's the reason why you understand who faith is. Amen. Y'all with me? So when I sit here and say 5, 12, 5, 17. See, I'm talking about that one faith. Because that one faith came from Genesis, am I right? And that thing went all the way through them 39 books, am I right? Until he went through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is 4, am I right? That is, until he get to the book of Acts, amen. Now we got the one faith, amen. Is that teaching, brother? Y'all with me? See, but see, the world don't see that. Let me get my sheet back up there. See, the world don't see that, amen. But you got to see it, amen, because he said before faith came, we were kept under the law, but unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto who? Christ. See, the law, these 39 books over here, brought us to the church. Am I right? The church that he promised that he was going to build. See, that faith didn't promise multiplicity. It didn't promise human creeds. It promised one faith. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Y'all with me? See, so the Bible said that we got to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, because I'm telling you, brethren, the world gonna teach that there are many faiths. But the Bible don't teach that there are one faith. And guess what, y'all? I'm glad I'm a part of that faith, amen. I'm glad that I'm a part of that gospel, which is the good news, amen, whereby we were called, because I studied in 1 John 5:13. I know in Ephesians 5:17, I understand, amen, that called that transformation in my life that make me what I am, and I'm sure glad about it. And you ought to be glad about it too. Hello? Because if you could still be in the many faiths. It's by the grace of God. And Brother Biffle, guess what? See, you can be in the Church of Christ and still serve many faiths when you break away from the way. Am I right? Because John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. When you start missing spirituality, well, carnality, amen, that is, you lose the ceiling of the protection of God, number one, you lose your faith too, because where sin is, God is not. So don't let that many faiths just think about denominationalism, but you can be in the church, amen, and leave the faith. If you don't believe, have a little conversation with Diotrephes. You remember him? Who loved the preeminence of men? See, he loved his own glory. See, because it's not my will, it's God's will. Because God loved me enough that before faith came, he allowed Jesus to come all the way down. Amen. To Galatians 4:4, that when the fullness of time, God sent forth his son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. That gave us one faith. So when people say, well, who are you? What are you? I say, I'm a Christian. Acts 11:26. They were first called Christians at Antioch. Well, I know you're a Christian now, but what kind? Well, they were seed produced after his own kind. Luke 8:11. The seed is the word of God. And when that seed is planted in good soil, when it germinates, it makes us Christians and Christians only. So they say, well, I know you're a Christian, but what kind? What kind you want me to be? Other than what you can read about in the Bible. Because you can't find no man-made creeds, no man-made name, no man-made organizations in the Bible other than the one that we can read in that name, Acts 11:26, Romans 16:16, is Christian and Christian only, because we are members of the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ, which simply means we've been called out of sin and translated into his marvelous kingdom, which is his church. And guess what? It is one faith, and guess what, brother? I ain't gonna do nothing if I can help it to add to it to make me lose it. Because I'm glad I got it. Amen. Am I right? They teach me the baptisms. Folks say you can be sprinkled, poured, or immersed. Your choice. You ain't got a choice. Adam and Eve didn't have a choice. In the Garden of Eden, in Genesis 2:15, God told them, in this garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof. The day that you eat it thereof, you will surely die. They did not have a choice. Noah didn't have a choice in Genesis 6. When God told Noah to build an ark, he told him to build an ark. He told him what kind of wood, gopher, put one window, put one door, how tall, how wide. He told them what to bring in the ark. He did not have a choice. God has never gave man choices. God has given us everything that we need. 2 Timothy 3:17, so that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So why do you think, or why would you listen to somebody that tell you that you can be sprinkled, poorly immersed? In Colossians 2:12, say baptism is a barrier. Romans 6:3-4 say we're buried in baptism to arise to walk in newness of life. The word baptismo means to put under. The like figure ran too. Christ died, Christ was buried, and Christ was resurrected. And furthermore, you go to the book of Acts, you can't find nowhere in the book of Acts where nobody was sprinkled. Nobody was poured with water. Everybody was buried with him in baptism. Even Jesus Christ was buried with him in baptism. Because baptism is a barrier. So why are you going to listen to the world when the world teaches that there are many baptisms? We see over in Ephesians 4:5, we just got to read, the Bible says that there's only one baptism. And that the baptism that you can read about in the Bible. The baptism of 3,000, Acts chapter 2. The baptism of Acts chapter 8. The Ethiopian eunuch, Acts 10, Cornelius. Acts 15, the Philippian jailer. And I can go on and give you numerous examples. But guess what, brother? They all did it the same way. There are not many baptisms. There's only one baptism. And it's a sad day. You cut your TV on and people say, well, all you got to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart. That's a devil's lie. And you got to understand, I got to know what Ephesians 4:4 says, that there is only one baptism, because the world teaches that people join churches, and guess what? You can't join this church. Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having faith with all the people the Lord has you. Go to Acts chapter 2. I want you to see it right quick. The Lord adds you to the church. If you have joined the church, you have joined the wrong church. Because the church that we read about in the Bible, that church of Matthew 16:18, that one church that the 3,000 on the day of Pentecost we're going to see, they were added to, no one joined that church. They were all added. No preacher can say the doors of the church is open. Because Jesus opened the doors of the church. When that promise, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail, came true. So you read in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, the Bible says, therefore let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart, and they said to Peter and the rest of the brethren, and I want you to see, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter, he said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And verse 41 says, then they that gladly received the word that Peter told them to do were baptized. When? That same day. There were added. Underline that word, added. Didn't it say John, did it? The world say John. The Bible say add. Who are you going to believe, what the world say or what Jesus say? Were added to them about 3,000 souls. Amen. And then verse 44, I ain't going to let you get away with that. Because see, when you do things the Bible way, when you don't listen to what man say, when you don't listen to human creed, and you get in the right church, and you get in that right gospel, something right going to happen by you. Amen. See, it's too much confusion in the church. It's too much jealousy in the church. It's too much isms in the church. It's too many people got my friends and your friends. We all supposed to be one, amen? Am I right? See, when you get in the church and the Lord adds you to the church, we all are heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ, amen? And we got a common fellowship, amen? And that fellowship is Jesus, amen? But look what's going to happen in verse 44. He said, all that believe were together. Amen. And had all things common. Amen. See, when we are brothers and sisters in Christ, when we are Christians, amen, what you got and what I got is ours. Amen. Am I right? See, I tell you this here. See, we don't need the world to take care of us. We want to take care of each other. Amen. Well, y'all hushed up on that. How when we believe, we are the what? Together, and we have all things what? Common. Am I right? James 4:17, to him who know to do good and do it not to him is a what? See, if that transformation hadn't taken place, see, you don't know what I'm talking about. Then drop our down to 4:7. He said, then we're going to praise God. Guess what? We don't, somebody can praise him. Amen. Because you can't praise him if you're not in him. Amen. See, you ain't in the spirit. You can't praise him. Amen. So you got to know him to praise him. Amen. Praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord, that word again, added you, not join you. See, attitude, not join you. Attitude. See, the Lord gonna add you to the church. See, daily, such as should be saved. But well, that ain't what the world teaches. Churches right now, preachers gonna stand up lying on Jesus. The doors of the church is open. And you can't find that nowhere in the Bible. But guess what? When you learn better, you what? See? Am I right? See, then look what it says here. Claim to be abiding in the branches of the church, but the branch of individual Christians, not churches. I want you to go there right quick with John 15. And this is a law of reciprocity. Amen. So I've been on this diet. I've been eating all kind of fruit. I wish I could find me a tree that I can just go pick off of. They're going to give me some broccoli off the same tree. I ain't give me some bell pepper, cucumbers off the same tree. Wouldn't that be a nice tree? Am I right? I made me a concoction yesterday. Dark. I said, Dark, we got to go get some. I wish I just could have got me one tree. I just got me a bell pepper off that tree. Off the same tree. Y'all with me? That's a freaking tree. Am I right? But that's what they teach. There are teachers that there's all one vine, but there are many branches, and all those branches are different churches. Am I right? This way it looks, just like this here, y'all. This way it looks right here. Can I draw you a tree? Now, don't y'all laugh at my drawing. Those are branches, am I right? Am I right? And this is what the world teaches. On that one vine, you got a Baptist vine. Am I right? You got a Jehovah's Witness vine. You got a Methodist vine. You got Seventh-day Adventist. Am I right? But every vine represents a different church. Am I right? That's against the law of nature. But every seed produced after its own what? See, if you're gonna have a apple tree, amen. Am I right? And you have one apple vine, you ain't gonna get nothing but apples. Am I right? Because every tree produces out of its own what? Kind. But the world don't teach that. They say it makes no difference what church you go to. We still are part of the vine. That's not true. Amen. Right, let me illustrate it this way. Suppose you went down to the mall. Y'all know y'all like to go out on 280 to the mall in spite of all the traffic. Somebody said, that one light don't worry me. I've been through many lights. And you was in the mall and you saw a man. He had one head. All right? Two heads, three heads, four heads, but it was on the same vine. Would that be a freak? I forget the lights, I start running. That would scare me. Because see, that's a violation of nature. Am I right? Well, see, it goes back to what Jesus says in John chapter 15. See, in John chapter 15, he said, I am, look what he said, the true vine. Underline that true. All right? And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purged it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, let me talk about that a little bit, because see, he's talking about us now, amen. So, here we are right here. This is the church, amen. All right? Here's Frazier, here's John, here's Hampton, here's Kathy. I've been not putting no names, because I can't get everybody's name on y'all, because he left me out. Because y'all know sometimes y'all get funny. These are all the members of the Church of Christ here at Fair Paul. Did I say it right? All right. Because see, y'all getting that car, y'all already need something to talk about. And see, the devil messing with you, amen. And y'all say, he ain't called my name. Amen.
to everybody who are members here, amen, that have been added to the body of Christ, that one faith, that one baptism, by that one gospel, amen. So here's Jesus divine, amen. Y'all with me? And we are hooked up to that, amen. Amen. And when we get our substance for Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's the word of God, amen. That when we get from the vine, because we hooked up to the vine through study, amen. Am I right? Now, if you hooked up to it because the Lord have added it, not joined the church, amen. He said here that you got to bear some fruit, amen. Ain't worth nothing than a dead tree. You plant you a tree and nothing ever come on it. All you folks who got gardens, you know what I'm talking about. You want to see some fruit. Am I right? Well, if you hooked up to the right vine, that true vine, amen, am I right? Amen. And we all are on it and we're working together, see, endeavoring to keep the unity of faith and the bond of peace. Number one, he said you're going to bear fruit. Am I right? Amen. It's not no choice about it. You automatically going to bear fruit. You're going to be the light of the world. You're going to be the salt of the earth. Amen. See, that's the power of unity. Amen. That's the power that we share by being a part of the Church of Christ. Amen. And the devil knows that as long as we study, as long as we grow, as long as we edify, as long as we build together, he don't have no hold on us. Am I right? But you got to do it the Bible way. Am I right? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of time. So the world teach, or they claim to be abiding branches of the church, but the branches are individuals that we work together as we are part of the church, that we have been added to the church. Look what it says here. They teach by different rules. But we walk by the same rule. We've been studying in John 17. He said, I pray for them that we all may be one. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. In here, there's not a multiplicity of rules. There's one book. That's the Bible that we go by. See, they thank God for me in the church. But Jesus prayed that we may be one, John 17. They claim doctrine is inconsequential. I don't know what that word means, but anybody know? Frazier? Huh? Not important. Thank you. Let me say it again then. They claim that doctrine is not important. Scratch that word I put, not important. Amen. But we teach that doctrine is important. Amen. Because you're going to be living by it. You're going to be judged by it. See? And that's the reason why in closing, brethren, we are thankful that we are members of the body of Christ. Amen. Let's close by going to Titus 2:1. Oh, in Titus chapter 2 and verse 1, I want to read with you a little bit. He's best but speak. Thou the things which become sound doctrine. You know what sound doctrine is? That when you said it, you can open up the book and see it. When you can prove it. When you can test it. See, when today, when we sung, see, that's sound doctrine. See, we went to the Bible in Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, James 5:13. See, we know why we sung, didn't we? See, it made melody in our heart to the Lord. We didn't hum. We didn't have no group singing, did we? We all sung together because that's part of worship. Amen. When we gave, we laid by in stores, we prospered. Amen. We gave you scripture, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together, laid by in stores, they were prospered. Amen. When we did the Lord's Supper, Acts 20:7. See, that's sound doctrine.
See, he said, but speak the things which become sound doctrine, so that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, charity, and patient. You know how the world is a mess today? Because nobody ain't speaking sound doctrine. Sound doctrine that left the church. We speak more politics than what the world wants to hear. Preachers are preaching what you want to hear to keep their job than what is sound doctrine. And that's the reason why men are not growing up to be fathers, and fathers are not growing up to be grandfathers, because you ain't got wise men, because wise men don't know what sound doctrine is. Look at verse 3, you women. You age women likewise, that they may be in behavior as becoming holy, not false accusers, not giving them much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach, look what he says here, the younger women. It used to be a long time ago, sister used to go up to you, dressed too short. You put some on the mom, you're showing too much. Amen. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, folks used to walk around in the church and... But now y'all bring picnic baskets to church. Amen? Am I right? But see, you can't know these things when you've gotten away from sound doctrine. People don't teach sound doctrine no more. So aged men can be aged men, and then aged women, young women can be aged women, so that you can be teachers. Amen? But the devil wants us to believe what denominationalism teach, so that we don't have what sound doctrine is. It's what the church needs. Amen. Folks running around here talking about, Michelle, I got her arm out. I'm going to put mine out. Ain't talking about you, Obama. Amen. Walk around with bangs and you ain't got no hair. I guess it is yours. You pay for it. Amen. Not doing things what other people do. Do it because it's right. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? You do it because it's right. They make you to be holy. They make you be pure. They make you be a virtuous woman. And same thing you men too. To make you be sober, grave, temperate, sound in the faith, charity, and patient. See, we do these things. That's why sermons like this here is so important. Look at verse 6. Like young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing incorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say to you. Why? Because you don't do what they do, you do what sound doctrine teach. You don't follow the crowd because everybody else is doing it. You do what the Bible says. Because that's authority. That's how you build sound churches. That's how you build sound homes, sound marriages, sound relationships. See, you do it in according to the word of God. Not what they say, but what they say. If there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, why not? Why not? James says in James 4 that life is like a vapor that appears for a little while, then life just vanishes away. If you're here today, you have not been added to the body of Christ. If you need a church home, you need to quit floating. You need to find you somewhere that you can identify with, that can encourage you, that can edify you, that can help you. And you can be buried with him in the water of grave of baptism right now. You need to be prayed for. You remember we talked about this morning, it's called control. It's called desire. But getting those things behind and pressing toward that mark. If you're here today and you need to respond, come right now as we stand, as we sing.